The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off into the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which shall be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everyone. Today the church, with great joy, celebrates the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, or as it's popularly known now as Corpus Christi Sunday. We celebrate today the fact, our faith, in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Our Lord is present in the tabernacle here, in all the tabernacles of the world, physically, tangibly present, not just in some kind of symbolic or metaphorical sense, but that he is really present sacramentally in the flesh. We touch not bread, but the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our dearly beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? This is what we believe. This is at the heart of who we are as a people, our Lord and our Savior. Well, let me put it this way, though. I'll put it even more blunt, perhaps. I didn't become a priest to become a minister here at the altar and to make presence somehow a symbolic or metaphorical presence of God. I'll just put it that way. And these two guys over here, these two seminarians, are not going through seminary currently so that they can be ministers of a symbol. I became a priest. They're working to become a priest, so that we could celebrate and make present Jesus in the Eucharist. We take a vow of celibacy, we take a vow of obedience, and we do make tons of money though, so. So that is, right? They make tons of money? No, I'm just kidding. It's not so much, not so much. But oh, by the way though, so my anniversary is coming up next Friday. I'll be a priest 5 years. I get a big pay bump. Big time. So from 0 to 4 is one pay scale, and then from 5 to 14 is another pay scale. Do y'all want to know how much more it is a month? I will get paid, I think it's a total of like $30 more a year. So you guys are going to be on the hook now for some big, you know, we're going to a casino or something, okay? Anyway, so you get the point, right? We become priests not to serve some kind of symbol, but we make all these sacrifices so that we can become a priest and celebrate the Eucharist, to make present through our words, through our hands, the very presence of God, to feed his people with the finest wheat, with Jesus himself. But the question, though, that remains, at least it remains in my mind a lot, and something I pray about a lot and I think about a lot, is why do so many people, even Catholics, not believe in Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist? Many, in fact, usually the way it works, whenever they have these polls, they'll go out and they'll poll a whole bunch of different Catholics. Usually the results are very, very sad. In fact, usually the majority of the people polled don't believe Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist. They either don't know what it is, or they just have lost belief, have lost faith. But clearly, it's in the Scriptures, right? Clearly, it's all over the Scriptures. Jesus can't be more clear. I mean, he says, he takes the bread. He says, take it. This is my body. This is my, it's four words, right? What else could he mean? This is my body. And then he takes the cup and he gives thanks and he says, this is my blood. It's very clear. And it's all throughout the Gospels. It's very clear that Jesus is being absolutely clear. That this is not a symbol. It's not some kind of metaphorical sense of his presence. He really is present. So why do so many people not believe? I think the answers, there could be many, but I think for the majority of people, they don't believe, not because of any kind of like radical like rejection of God. It's not like they hate God and the church and everything, and they drive to church and they shake their fists at the church and say, you know, curse be you, God, I don't love you anymore, and I don't believe you anymore, and they kind of drive off in anger. Usually it's not so dramatic. Usually it's just, I think, something very undramatic, namely a slow drifting away of the faith. They kind of, maybe they stop praying, maybe they stop their devotions, maybe they skip a mass or two. Then all of a sudden one day, they haven't been mass in like 5 years, a decade. And so it's no surprise to me that those people don't believe in Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist. But if we're not careful, that can happen to us. Because I know as I say these words to you, that you really believe in Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist, right? Amen?
Amen.
It's not a symbol. You believe it with everything you are, and you have been believing it for decades. Because you have touched God. You have faith in his real presence. But if we're not careful and we don't nurture this faith and we keep it growing, then we ourselves can go the way of the drifter and just kind of drift away from the faith and find ourselves separated from the church and from Jesus. And so today, let's make sure that we're not taking for granted our Lord's real presence in the Eucharist. Today, let us make sure that we, with full faith, with a full heart and ardent devotion, say to our Lord, yes, I believe you are here. It's not metaphorical. It's not symbolic. I really believe in your presence. And when I hold out my hand to receive you, or I hold out my tongue, I really am receiving you physically into my life. That you are coming to me and you are being close. You are fulfilling your promise that you made, that you would never leave us, that you would be with us to the end of time. Today, at this Mass, our Lord will be made present once more again for you in the Eucharist. As you hold out your hand or your tongue, make sure that today especially, but at all Masses, but especially today, you make a renewed conviction, a renewed act of faith, and say, amen, yes, I believe, with a new heart, with ardent faith. Today at this Mass, let us receive our Lord in Holy Communion in a new way so that we can grow and then walk out of these doors back into our lives and live the life that our Lord is calling us to live, having been fed on the bread of angels. Amen.